제가 가능하시면 한국말 조금이라도 하실 수 있는 분이면 좋겠습니다. 네. 그러면 이 시간 강의 앞서서 경기남부 동촌 홍재성 목사님 앞에서 기도를 드리겠습니다. 성경 본체를 지어 살아있는 것은 바로다라니 당신 소망의 말씀을 듣고 저희 마음이 풍악해 인정이 되기를 감사드립니다. 아버지 거짓되고 무릎감 살림이 한편이 착각하고 아무튼 아까는 욕스러운 것이 있어 상대의 그 위대한 성의 앞에 인도하시네 그 감사한 마음을 가지고 세상 앞에 저기 얼마나 참을 탐지한 노력으로 35년 전 초까지 미스를 가지고 살아왔던 저희들이 오늘 이 땅에 유지를 구원해야 할 책임과 살인 시대도 불구하고 지쳐지고 성의를 위해서 앞장서 나가지 못했던 안착방 사정들을 오늘 하나님 말씀을 통한 유동을 회장님의 그 가르침을 통하여서 오늘 거기사 속에 다시 한번 말씀을 배우고 은혜 가운데 순사를 기여한 한 시간을 앞세우는 경례를 감사드리옵나이다. 아무도 이 시간을 통하여서 주신 말씀이 저희 생명과 은혜의 말씀 가운데 하루와 사진의 평화를 주어서 신체적인 체험들을 정말로 이 땅을 이루는 그런 서울 주택지역으로 아버님이 말하시는 최고의 컨디션 힘으로 인도하여 주시어서 최고의 지도자들로 정말 하늘이 말하시는 도망의 천국을 이룩할 수 있는 우리 강도의 신경신경들을 인도하여 주시옵소서. 그런 마음과 강을 다져갖고 오늘 주시는 말씀을 감사의 박수를 통해하고 있다오니 하늘이여 가짜의 우리 속지를 간절히 모아놓게 축복이 진짜 영적인 이름으로 보고하며 하옵나이다. 예, 그러면 우리 유정원 회장님 큰 박수로 모시겠습니다.
best of ethical love and horizontal love. And the vertical love is one point, has just only one point, but horizontal love has lots of, has uncountable space in horizontal love. Accordingly, so that all creation have to serve mankind as God, and the mass personality and the mass deity, because those things come from God. So when we see other people, we have to regard other people as the God himself. And the relationship between God and mankind is kind of minded body. So when you regard other people, we have to regard them as the God. So we have to get mouth and ear like God endowed deity to us. So Adam, God's son, and God's body, and Eve was God's daughter and God's partner, Adam's wife. In other words, Eve. Eve was created Adam's wife. So in other words, Eve was Adam's wife at the same time, wife of God. So when you talk about Eve's fall, God lost the partner of his love. So there's no partner to plant to love a seed. So there's a substantial partner because of the fall. So Adam and Eve, when they get married to each other, simultaneously God married. So and Adam and Eve, when they get married after substantial lives under the love of God, their love and their marriage can be manifestation of God's love. So their descendant is the offspring of God, and all of human mankind, even though they embody the physical body from their physical parents, however, the only parents, when we find out the root of the parents, is the God. So at last the true parents appeared on the earth, and every identity condition succeeded by true parents. So he is the manifestation with embodiment of God. So finally we had the chance to see God, see true parents who manifested the substantialized God. And Adam and Eve had perfected and had got married with each other after substantialized invisible God. However, they failed, but thanks to parents to succeed in making all identity condition for the first time in the human history, he got married and then he became true parents. And the relationship between God and mankind is corresponding to mind body. The second thing, relationship of parent to child. The relationship between God and mankind is the relationship of parent to child. Why are God and man in the relationship of parent to child? Because the reason that God is the parent and mankind are the children. So true love travels the shortest distance to love. To love like true lineage. So the children have to resemble everything of their parents, not only the container but also contents. So there are four principles of mankind to be created. The children was created for the sake of parents. The reason why I am created for the sake of father and for the sake of correspond and to take a part in the parents. And that's it where I can take a part in the parental right. postponed because of the love, and because I made by the love is the fruit of the love of God, and parents, the physical parents, before they became oneness, and they must be one love as core. The one love, that core love is the leanness, has leanness and has the life. When you search for the root of that leanness, God is there. So the love of God and the life of God and God's leanness has an inherited us. The substantial love of God is absolute sex of God and the father of it, and centering actually the sex, the seed of sperm of actually the father, and centering actually the sex and actually the seed of mother. When they join together, they can be seed of children, and the seed of true father can be the seed of true love, and the seed of after sex of woman is the can be the seed of the mother who has actual sex. So did that seed have to go to womb of among the actual two has actual sex and then become children? So the owner of that love and the life is the God. So through God's love and through God's the truly peace and love and unification can be achieved only through God. So there is nothing for us to construct centering on us, but centering on God, this ideal world which has peace and love and the life eternal can be constructed. And the children as the seed of a father planted into the womb of mother. So in the womb, the seed of sperm is planted, and then the seed joined with the seed of woman, mother. The seed of father can symbolize as the spiritual things, the 1% power, and then the seed of mother can be symbolized at 90%. The rest of them. So to complete the life of that seed happened inside of mother's womb. So there's nothing we can say that the existence for himself or for ourselves. The existence always exists for the sake of others. So there's nothing that I can proclaim belongs to me. So because the individualism comes from the standing world and the world, the fallen world. So the absolute Xinjiang idealism and absolute the idealism of love and absolute leanness, based on proclaiming those things, we can go back to the original God. And from the born, the man exists for the sake of woman, and woman exists, people even exist for the sake of opposite sex. It means that before God created those things, God already made a blueprint for them to be treated for the sake of obvious sex. And when they leave together for the sake of each other, and then finally afterwards they will go eternal world, incorporeal world, and they will return to incorporeal world to live for the sake of each other. And then the world of incorporeal and afterwards is the world of love and is the world of heart. So when we protect our love, and then we have to return to the incorporeal world. So the people who believe in that religion can acknowledge the existence of the incorporeal world. However, even though they say that they say that there's the world like that, but they never experienced in detail and completely. There's no one to experience like that. So from the beginning of human history, the humankind has been created to live eternally, forever. Means that humankind has spiritual body, those spiritual body has desire to live forever. And that's why when human was born, they have desire to live forever because of spiritual being. So it doesn't mean when you die the physical body go back to us. It doesn't make sense at all. So basically, so far I talk about relationship of parent and child. So the biggest desire is to become becoming the parents. Why? Because all beings exist because they have parents. And the most holy seat, the sanctified seat, is the seat of parents. The seat of the parents didn't make all of a sudden the desire of a son have to be raised up as the bride and the daughter to a bridegroom. So after following the example of their parents, the seven daughters have to become good, like the candidate for becoming bride and bridegroom. So it doesn't matter who is the president of one country or not, but even though he became the president, so to control all of things, but they cannot come out without having the family. So after that, they have to return to the family as the father, or as the son, as the grandfather, as the granddaughter. So even at any kind of king, doesn't matter, they have to come back, they have to be born, and they have to be raised up to become as the candidate of bridegroom. It doesn't matter to become talent because of wonderful face, and because of their hands, they have to become wonderful pianist. However, that is the external things for them to be. However, the basic thing for them to be is to become the candidate of bride and bridegroom. And the good bride will have the good bridegroom and to become good husband and wife with each other. And when they introduce their son and daughter, those couple can become father and mother and the partner in the family. And without having children, the parents cannot be parents. Without parents, the children cannot be children. So those two existences have absolutely relationship with each other. So the parents cannot be parents by himself. And the children also cannot deny the existence of parents because they don't like their parents. Support of them has strong bonds with each other. That's the relationship they have with each other. So every existence has power and a child relationship. His son comes from father. And even though they don't have the parents because they were born from home, however the parents, they are happy because they now they become the parents. However the baby didn't understand my parents because they are baby, but even the death situation, the couple have dreams to become parents, which is
또 떠나는 것입니다. 또 부모가 자식을 불신하고 불신하겠습니다. 그러나 원리의 본체되시고 진정과 사랑의 본체되신 하나님 그 본체 속에는 그렇지 않았어요. 자, 그래서 우리 인간들이 사랑을 만나나 사랑 같으면 희생의 본체 또 그 사랑한 인간의 주인이 하나님 본체로 살아가겠습니다. 하나님 멀리 보셨고 안식할 곳이 없을 것이고 그래서 이 세상에 가장 불쌍하고 힘든 것은 사랑의 예상을 잃어버린 것입니다. 사랑의 세상을 잃으면 바로 자기 존재 자체가 가치를 드러낼 수 없는 자리에 서고 있다는 거예요. 그래 하나님의 창조의 능력과 권세와 그 영광의 보좌에 계실 부모이신데 그런 자리를 세워드릴 수 있는 아들딸이 없다는 거예요. 또 그런 자녀를 위해서 사랑하고 싶어서 사랑을 해하고 있는 사람이에요. 그래서 사랑하는 인간이 하나님 깊은 사랑을 지어서 자식을 잃어버리고 부모의 이웃만 가졌고 그 부모를 불러준 사람도 없고 부모의 자리에 들어가서 안심하는 사람이에요. 따라서 자식을 잃어버리고 빌어서 불쌍해져서 천주 부모는 천주 안식을 갖게 되는데 그 안식성은 평화를 받겠다고 했어요. 그럼 그런 천도 안식구는 뭔 일이 되냐? 절대 그 위에
참사람 as the sex of true love and true lineage of true life and then that is the age of proclamation proclaim a liberation of portion of responsibility. So the thing that we have to understand is that the children is very important. So when children
are
they don't have anything to eat, they really even they tried to give some their breast milk to the baby. So when we were young, when you are a child, we are very poor. So the mother could give some hot milk. That's what the mother spread the rice and to have some water from the rice. So, and then she tried to the baby drink that rice water. However, the rice water, the baby didn't like to drink, and the parents, mother, they chewed the rice water and let him to drink. At that level, the father tried to love his holy child who in hunger. And then she also made it like she also made some cloths to take out poo from the baby. So I witnessed those kind of mother, and those mothers really sacrificed themselves to raise the children up. This is not a mother. After time passed, and they become the old person, the physical body becomes like 60 or 70 years old. However, the world of their mind go back to the world of child. So, and then when I grow up, like step by step, I will become the parents, like my parents. So the parents raised me up, they invest everything, and they now later they become blind, and they become deaf, and they become unable person to move. So they urinize and they don't move because they cannot move. But the sister, the daughter-in-law, if she has those poor parents, how many times those poor parents could urinate and could and the sister, the daughter-in-law, and the son, they have struggled with each other, how to solve them. And if they cannot overcome the situation, they dump out the physical weight, their powers to the street or to the silver town. So why do they do that? Because they cannot fail many hard powers. However, when they raise their children up, they want their children to return the filial piety for themselves. Like year by year, the children should serve at the time the parents, which is the heart. All things to invest for the sake of parents. After they died, some filial piety person for 3 years lived in front of his parents' homes. And he made well, and with water from the wall, he took a shower, and after he sacrificed himself 3 years, and then he finally came down to the city. So this is the base of manner and the motive to serve God. So the nationality of Korean nationality is the closest artistic point to raise with God. So we are trained like that.
We are
expressed like that because of God. So we have to show our achievement toward God, and we have to serve God as our parents. By the way, it's very wrong for us to regard our children as the filial as the son of his parent, even though I don't practice myself to serve my parents like that. So in that way, it is very good for us to shape our life of our original nature to serve parents and to attend parents. In the magazine, some Japanese blessed sister when she raised from university, and then she got blessed when the farmer from Korean countryside, and for 10 years she had served her parents-in-law who cannot move, and this Japanese sister decided to serve for 10 years, to serve them for 10 years beyond the border and beyond the nation. The most important thing of man is not knowledge, it's not money, it's not something, but to understand the character of God is the most important thing for humankind to become man like a man, to become woman like woman. So how do we do that is to understand the heart of God. When you look at background, family, the person, the man and the woman who has lost a brother and sister, has the round character. However, the person who doesn't have any brother and sister, when you meet those kind of person, you have to give your whole heart and the love to cultivate his heart and his love. So, who is the much value between a sister, a daughter-in-law, and a daughter when you raise up in the family? When you think that you are most valuable, the daughter, when you think the daughter is more valuable than daughter-in-law, I want you to raise up. How about the others? Doesn't raise up hands. So the daughter-in-law is much more valuable than the daughter, because the daughter cannot make any the family trunk. However, the sister, the family, the daughter-in-law can make the family trunk, can generate family trunk, even though she is ugly, but she is much more valuable than the daughter. So when the daughter scolds and put the daughter-in-law down, so the parents who has wrong position, they give some hands to their own Delta. However, the person, the parents who has righteous position, actually they become side of daughter-in-law, because their own daughter, when they become when she get married, she also gonna become daughter-in-law of a certain family. So in order for her to be loved in that family, the parents have to teach their own daughter to have a righteous position toward daughter-in-law of his own family. So when I get blessed for that very couple, I believe that I have to raise up my own children in proper way. So I believe like that, and I invest my money, even I borrow the money to raise my children up for them to be grown very well. So when they reached the age to get married with a woman, finally I realized and I wonder what kind of daughter-in-law could I have. So and then I think over by myself, my daughter, when she become old enough to go back, do I raise up her up in proper way? So when we have gathered together, when we had gathered together in 430 couples, so we said, we please collect some money and we equalize the educational area of our blessed children under our blessed couple. Because some children from our brothers' couples can become our son-in-law and daughter-in-law. That's why it's very important for us to educate in equalizing way for the children of blessed family. So when we try to find out our system, our candidate as the son-in-law or the daughter-in-law, we have lots of problems. Why does problem has happened? Because we cannot see with perspective of principle and with perspective of God. Why? Because you don't live. Even though we say principle, but you don't live the life of principle at all. So within the heart and within the principle and with the word of God, we have to experience the heart of God and the love of God. And then with that acknowledgement, we have to live our life. That is the so with merging, so we can make the family, and then the guardian through parents has the purpose to have ideal family, essentially on that family, the through parents, the God can go to have a seat to take rest as the parents. With that sense, it's not only person but also family have to be like that. How about to become, we have to become God's true sons and daughters. What we have to resemble? What we resemble about God? So we have to resemble Islam legend, Islam following the Tao legend. And the last, we have to resemble the lineage of God. What is the true human being? And means that to resemble God. So how do we resemble God? We can compare the character of God and the man. God is the union of intelligent external form and yang and yin. It's the union of positivity and negativity. And as he is the positive, that's why he called him as the Father. And how about the case of man? The external nature can be, external form can be the body of mankind, and also internal nature can be the mind of mankind. So the doors mind the body should become union with each other, and the person who has union between mind and body and grow up and become husband and wife. So the first of all, the individual have to achieve union between mind and body, and those individuals have to become husband and wife, and those husband and wife have to be union at the family level. And then we can say that is the oneness of mother and sister, because they followed, they resembled the true parents, they resembled the parents. Why? Because they resemble God. Why do we become the union of mind and body and union husband and wife? Because we resemble God, who exists in the union state, eternal legend, Islam form, and yang and yin. The second thing, what is the essential character of God? Is simjang, is heart. Accordingly, so the motivation, the life of the mankind is the essential characteristic, it is simjang. Why? Because we resemble God. So, to be able to create all things for God comes out heart, and that heart is embedded into the mankind, and that is the essential characteristic of God and mankind, and expressed through love and through life and through ladies. That's what sucks. And motivation. And then the motivation of creation is simcha. Also, that's why the motivation of life of mankind is the simcha. So when God created, he invested himself and he unfolded himself. Consequently, all things we endowed from God, this character, has to be unfolded. And this means that we are creating our personality. So it means that to create our personality, we have to live for the sake of others. It means that we cannot say to live for the sake of ourselves vague. However, as long as we follow and resemble the God, we can live for the sake of others and do sacrifice and do service for others. Because why? The God as the Father live like that. So he is the absolute and unchanging and forever. So that's why the character of mankind is absolute and unique and unchanging and eternal. And the family also can be absolute and unique and unchanging. Because God has an existed state of absolute unchanging, eternal and forever. That's what all man as the personal level, through the family level, and the national level have to have those four characters. My God, even though 99% will achieve, however, the rest of one point, if we don't achieve, can be the foundation for Satan to accuse, and he can make some hole, and he can broaden that hole to destroy all foundation made by God and himself and humankind. That's what we have to go this way, this principle, at the end of my life, even the beyond of our life, the spiritual world, we have to achieve, we have to go the final line. So the God is the original existence of true love and true life and true less. So after the sex. So that's what, correspondingly, the mankind have to have true love and true life and true ladies, outside the sex. So man and woman have to have that viewpoint of value, the value viewpoint like God. So the man is the absolute owner of woman, and woman is the absolute owner of that man. Saturn or crush the sexual Bhaga. That's the way of becoming oneness between mankind and God. That is the way, that's the spot where the God's Ajita sexual Bhaga can be substantialized with embodying mankind. And then place God. God can be manifested into the human mankind. So what is the responsibility of God? God's responsibility. He created man as the image of himself. That's what he endowed all of his character into mankind. The way of resembling God from the man's side, we have to follow the principle and the law and the ethics. So those responsibility are not separate each other. Those responsibility are together. That's why we say portion of responsibility. That portion of responsibility doesn't mean God's responsibility and mankind's responsibility are separated and isolated from each other. However, it doesn't mean at all that responsibility, as in using terminology of portion, they are together, they are bound, they are in bondage. So when God created mankind, every character of God has been endowed into the baby. So that baby has to resemble the character of God, and then he can become matured and he became fruitful of God's character. Within God's, the thing which is resulted, which is ripened into the God, is the seed which has life, and those seed of life has been planted into the mankind, each mankind externally and internally, already originated to become person like God. So when human achieve his personal responsibility, means that the God can fulfill his own responsibility. So where we can fulfill our responsibility is based on absolute sex. So based on absolute sex, we can achieve our personal responsibility. Why? So I asked the parents, why you raised the word of actual sex? And then the father said, if I put that word into the original job principle, people they can understand. However, the blessed family and the rest of people have to go through this workshop of education. So when they come to this workshop, they have to be taught about actual sex. That is the portion of human responsibility. That's why the God's portion of responsibility based on actual sex has deity, and then those deity can be embodied, can be manifested into the mankind as personality. So those deity can be expressed expressed from the person who has personality, but those personality also has deity. Do you understand a little bit? So they are inner side and outer sin in one coin. They cannot separate. Nobody can separate. So the God and the humankind have to achieve their partial responsibility. When mankind achieve their partial responsibility, then finally the mankind can liberate God. So as the true parents, he achieved all that his partial responsibility. However, the blessed family, as we are not yet reached out that way of protection. So all each of us family, we have to assemble through parents and then become partial existence, and then we have to bring all the people of the world and all the descendants of all the world back to this workshop and back to the original state. That's our personal responsibility. So the true human mankind can be created when he resembles the character of God. This is our conclusion. This is my conclusion.
Next.
To become God's true son and daughter, we need to have true education. So, what does it mean true education? It means that it should be true education, not false education. So, in the fallen world, the false education mimic the true education, and they come with themselves as the true education itself. However, the true parents as the manifestation of God is the truth, is the fruit, is the container of truth, education. So the parents has given his word and the principle. As long as we keep that word and the principle and the follow that we knowledge. So the area of personality is to talking about mankind, and education of knowledge is talking about skillful area. One is involved in the religion, the other is involved in science. So when they centering on original principle, they have to discuss.
You can see lots of school in Korea. So they have their own respective ideology of educating their children, their students. Why that thing has happened? Because the founder of that school has different idea to found his own school. That's why they do have different ideology. However, so as long as we unite the world, even the educational area, we have to bring oneness. Unification of education means that we have to, that's why we need education. So, one trend in the Genesis is the content of ideal education. So when we substantialize the content of that three big blessing is the idea of true education. That is the purpose of creation given by God. And the three blessings, what are three blessings? It's the most valuable blessing given by God. Three great blessing means that multiple, what does it mean multiple? What does multiple mean? You have to resemble God, and multiply, you have to resemble God to create your own son and daughter. And you have to have dominion. It means that, like God, you have to rule, you have to govern all things like God with the love. So in the educational principle, the vertical can be interpreted as holy, and the multiple can be interpreted as multiplication, and dominion can be categorized superintendence. So those three big branches of educational principle, to be completed, we need some methodology. So those methodology has already read the educating Shimjang. So the original of goodness is the God. So based on following that origin of God, we can become the person of good character, and we can become good people, and And we can also achieve the dominion of the world. So we have each of us have talent endowed by God, and this is received from God. As long as we come to our endowed talent, we can express those talent. So each of us have talent to characterized us with others. So some children have talent of becoming like an athletic player, and some children has talent of like a musician. So those children has different talent, different gift given by God when they were born. So when they, and as the parents, we have to find out the gift of those our children, and then we have to raise them up based on that gift. And then next teacher for the children is the teacher of the school. So, and then the children will be going to the court or horizontal area. So we need heart and we need skill. And however, if he is not ready yet to go to that area, with heart and skill, he can make so you know, for him not to be like that, the results of educating our children should be based on the purpose of creation given by God. The center of the purpose of a creation given by God, the humankind have to construct the ideals of education. Even in the country of Korea, we cannot see any unification, any unified ideals of education. So under that situation, still they don't know the ideals of educating and education. They just study very hard, and they get some reputation. So those things cannot go beyond the nation, and they cannot go beyond the culture, even the ideology. Far from beyond the ideology, they cannot go beyond nation within those situations. So real and true education, for them to become daughter and the son of true mankind, they need a true education who can go over the nationality and the culture and ideology. So in order for them to become like those persons, also we need to have unified ideology and unified education. So how could we do that? As long as we can base on the heart of God, we can educate our children. When you go to school, only teacher who teach ethics can be the teacher for them to become true children. However, the physics or mathematics, or the teacher who can teach physics or mathematics, also those teachers can become teacher who can talk about heart of God. So when I was at the school, middle school student, actually graduating from Japan, I went to the school, and one of my teachers was the student who visited the principal of that school, and his school was colonized by Japan, and this Japanese principal, after he met this person, and he persuaded him, I want to enter his school, and he demonstrated his calligraphy, something like that, and then finally he was accepted to be the student of that school. And and this when he became teacher, he talked about 30 minutes about his subject, and the rest of 10 minutes he talked about the life of man and how could mankind live. The rest of 10 minutes he talked about that. So I couldn't remember that teacher because the teacher always talked about the mandate of man and the observation of Germans of mankind to keep. So when he found out a student who got to a room, he clasped inside a cheek of the student, and then so one of his first students came without eating any food. So when he came to school, he got his cheek. So he paid, and then he brought some food from his house and he shared the food with the student. So the heart of that teacher, we can say that the heart of real teacher. So in these days, well, I don't expect to see those teachers like that person. So when we enter into the school, how about your parents? What is the expression of parents? Do you have something like that? Well, your own house, or what kind of vehicle do you have? Those things, they were interviewed when they go to school. So within those atmosphere, what after interviewing those things, what are they supposed to do? After looking at the interview results, the teacher can evaluate the parents of this child can be rich or poor, and with those circumstances, how could we expect the teacher can be real teacher of educating our children? So that's what we can say, that in this world there are lots of teacher, however the true teacher we cannot see at all. That's the problem. So the true educating children can be done by God, it can be done, it can be achieved by true parents. So all skillful people, all colorful people come together under true parents to be educated. And under the motto of love heaven and love people and love nation. This is the motto of education given by true parents. So this, we have to love the heavenly country, and also we have to love the nation. It doesn't matter those nations, rich or poor, or developed or underdeveloped. And when the father in Hawaii, father invited some student from the poor countries. The father purchased ticket for them to come and for them to live in dormitory. So from our perspective, could we see the teacher like the parents who offered ticket and live in dormitory? No, we cannot see. So those students actually are qualified to be taught at the highest educational level, but in their country they don't have a school system. That's why father brought them to America, and right now they entered into the University of America. So they were invited by father employed them, the love father, love sky, I love heaven, I love people, I love nation. So those water can become the water of those students, and then those students who got father's scholarship can become ten years later the president or the minister of their own country, and when they become minister of those president of their country, and when they become the leader of the world, they can say that our motto is the love father, love nation, love country, love heaven. This has happened. for such a long time. For example, Litaranda school and Gyeongbok Middle School and the Samjang Middle School and the Sonmun University. So the motto of those school wide, we have motto, Echan, love heaven, aid love people and love nation. So this, based on this educational ideals, we could go beyond colorful people and the culture and the border. Everything we can go beyond. There's nothing for us not to jump over. So in order to achieve this this unified education ideology, Father has to invest his heart. So when you look at the material, when we have the power given by Jesus Christ, and then we have mercy and we have power to demolish all evil spirit, and then when we see, when we meet Jesus Christ, and they're going to say, Jesus Christ, in the name of yours, we do this thing, all these things. So however, I will say to you, I really don't know who you are. So we, the basis of education, true education, is the centering on the three big blessings. So when the person who achieved the big blessing can become the person who has true education. So we have, like a God, we have to become union of mind and body, and we have to become union between God and mankind, and we have to become original existence to resemble of character of God, and those. And then those mankind can be the son and daughter of God, and those son and daughter of God can be citizen of the nation of goodness. So that's why the education of moral and ethics is very important. That is the ethics. That is ethics in the family. So the husband, as husband and wife, they have some ethics for them to keep, and there are also some rule for brother to keep with each other. The core of the rules is the God who is the origin, who is the origin of principle and all things and existence. So centering on God, all humanity, all the structure which is made by all humanity, like certain nation world, can be constructed in the goodness. After that, the humankind, when they have good dominion of all things, finally we can achieve ideal world. So this ideal world can be taken place centering on the person himself, and then a couple, and then a family, and then society and nation. And then finally the purpose of creation of God can be realized. So we have to make some condition of indemnity, and we have to understand the spiritual world. And the thing that we have to teach for having a true education is about heavenly world, and what is the condition, and the unity of lifestyle. And those things we have to teach them. So they educate clearly about God and the spirit world and true parents and restoration through indemnity. And then we have to teach other things like education of knowledge and skill. So the last day, every academic and every philosophy will be polished out. When you go to library or when you go to bookstore, you can see many books talking about different branch of science something. However, the natural science will be existing, but the rest of them will disappear. Even the Bible itself will disappear. So what revealed? What do Bible reveal? Well, only two things revealed by the Bible: the God and the Maker. I am the Son of God. And God is the Father of me. That's all. And that's nothing further for God to reveal. For example, the confess of the judgment, the confess of Satan, the confess of our sin, and then the confess of the first, which is foretold about the happening, the last days. But God, the Bible cannot give clear answer and can't reveal anything. So, for example, also Jesus Christ came to die on the cross, and everything already predestined by God. Those things actually misguided people under the name of Bible. So this cannot be the center, and this is just kind of can become like some memorial things. Should be disappeared. So all things can be centered by principle and by principle and God. So that principle discovered by true parents is really amazing and beneficial gift of power to mankind. So when true father said, when he find out his power principle, it's much more harder to find out a fish from the Pacific Ocean and try to catch that fish by stick. It's that much harder. It's harder than to catch that fish. So the father invests all his heart to find out the principle. So that thing, except the principle, everything has to be disappeared, because that is not something to be constructed centering on the principle, centering on God. So the father's word, the volume of father's words collection is over than 500 volumes. So we have to finish to read 500 all of them. However, when you went to Japan, so the 500 volume, when they arranged it one side, 500 will cover the one side of the house, and later on, they brought out all the father's volumes to the alley. And then when I look at them, some person came to take out a book from that arrangement, and then they returned those back to the original place. So after father said, you can see the one day, you can see one day, even you cannot buy the collection of my words with numerous uncountable money. So it's the my book can be worth a matching uncountable abundant money. So the Pyongwa Shingyang and the Chan Sangyang, when you have the first edition published by company, it's gonna be valuable. So the later on, our offspring will ask what the book, the Chan Sangyang or Pyongwa Shingyang, which you have, is the first edition or second edition? Our granddaughters, granddaughter and grandson, might ask those questions to me. However, so how valuable true parents? is we have to feel the value of true parents. In the most side of ourselves. How about the hair, the one hair of Jesus Christ when he shaved his hair? If one of his disciples would understand the value of a hair of his hair, he wouldn't collect that hair from the drain and then those things will be paying a number of uncountable money. So likewise, the sign given by true parents and the word given by true father, later on, for example, Jesus Christ, what he said, how many words did he give? Not that much. What he wrote down, only one thing, when you see the Gospel of John, when the people, when they brought out some woman who made sexual sin, and those women, when she was pushed into the Jesus Christ, actually he wrote down something on the dust, and then he said, if he had, how many of you have anyone can say, I don't have any sin, you can stand to her. And then everyone decided to step back and then just said to her, please, from this moment, don't make any sense further. However, to compare with Jesus Christ, who wrote only one sentence on the sand at that moment, but just our father made lots of calligraphy and has made lots of things to write down. So if he understand the value of a hair of true parents, and if he acknowledged the value of true parents' hair and true parents' even nest, even fingernail, how wonderful a person's family he is. And when you see the true parents, true parents, you can see the lots of skin, like skin hair from his hands. So when you have some skin hair of true parents, like later on, how valuable those persons who will be. And after a time, those hair will be the amazing and outstanding material. So by learning divine principle, we can understand who I am, and we have to understand the spiritual world and true powers and aspiration for them. So instead, we have to be educated to live, follow the principle, and the master unification achieved the three great elements of culture unification. Culture unification, unity of heart, unity of thought, and unity of lifestyle. Chanting. So, like 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when we entered the workshop, we've chanted unity of heart, unity of thought, unity of lifestyle. We chanted just in front of trainer. So we are the first people, because we talk about unification, the unity of heart, unity of thought, and unity of lifestyle. So, however, at this stage, I can realize the meaning of unity of heart, and unity of thought, and unity of lifestyle. So the meaning of true education is to make unity of heart, and thought, and lifestyle. What does it mean, a person who is a nature resembles God? So the man is the God has the has the shape of deity, and the god has the filial speciality, and god has some lovers. So by bowing God to man, the man actually have some level to become objective position, and to become subjective position means that of being with position. So the these two position has to like has connected body, is connected body. So this one is an example. This is mankind who resembles the God. What does it mean? The man who resembles the original nature. The man who has original nature means that the Shimjang, based on Shimjang, has three punctuations, like the knowledge and emotion and the willingness. So through the physical body, those three character can be expressed, can be manifested, and truth, the beauty, and the goodness. So this truth, and beauty, and goodness can become science and art, and religion. So all of these things, the basis of all of these things is the heart and the shift. It doesn't matter. They make the philosophy of the theory, philosophy and religion. But if they don't have any roots from the shift, those ideals can be the false and they can be the lie. So even the communists, when they say they regard their ideals as the truth, however, it's a bad word because they don't have any root from this Shimjong. So their theory is very dreadful, and their theory is very dry. And then they talk about enemy, as enemy. So when they accept love, those ideals automatically, naturally, can be melted out. So the basic unit to comprise nation is a society, and the society also can be called in the chat like comrade. So how about democracy from the Western, originated from Western world, cannot see any being in the position. Master, they call their father, they call their grandfather, you means everything. So we don't see any being in the position like the principle implies. So the communist and the democracy will disappear. The last 10 years, we gave too much to North Korea. And the other person said we actually took out something from North Korea. So why, what we gave and what we took, what did we give and what did we took, what did we take from North Korea? So the something visible we gave to North Korea, and something invisible we took out from North Korea means that the mind of North Korea people we purchased, we took those things, and then the mind of North Korean people has been changed. The first time when they had the rice imported from South Korea, actually they curbed those containers. However, this time, gave up to curb the container which marked South Korea. And they automatically knew that all this thing came from South Korea, and that thing came from South Korea. So because the person who are ignorant cannot make a preparation at all, and then the person cannot make a preparation at all, cannot achieve responsibility. So we have to show our achievement in front of God. by realizing the moment when you achieve the partial responsibility. And also the man is the being of Logos. The Logos is the Logos came from God. The Logos is the has two law. The one law is the reason, and the reason has the and the the reason has the purpose and the reason, and the logos also externally has the function and necessity, and those things is the law of nature. That is the law of nature and the law of value. So logos is the center to have the law of nature and the law of family. So with that perspective, the man is the being of logos. It means that we have to follow. We have been energized from the God, the law and the logos, those things. So we have to follow the laws and order, because God endowed those logos into our body. So based on blueprint created by God, our humankind has to follow the God who has to love us. Centering on God, heart, and centering on Simjung, we can see subject and object pattern. So the subject pattern can be the God, and the object pattern can be the mankind, center, simjan. So when they have proportional foundation, they can make some union part, and this union part can be carrier subject pattern and object pattern. So in front of God, the mankind can be the position of object. So the object partner has to have position of object. So to realize the object position, the mankind can become the partner of God. So those worlds consist of those two partners can become ideal world. So we can say that the position of subject and the position of object has the connected purpose, has the connected condition. So as humankind himself, he is the object position toward God, however he is the subject position at the same time in front of nature. So the man is the mediator between God and natural world. So if the mankind can be wrong, so the God and all the creation cannot communicate with each other, because man is the fellow. So if a man doesn't realize he is the object partner toward God, if he lost his position, just think about only one side, he is the subject partner, the subject to follow and to resemble God, and as long as, and then always he wants himself put on the subject partner. That's what all the ethics and the morals and order has been broken out. So that's why you have to go backwards on stage to follow and to live on the principle and the moral and the logos. That's what we talk about humankind as the being which have a position. I will finish this class by saying this one. Thanks a lot. After take a break and after having dinner, I want you to see you again. Have a good meal and take a break. Please give your big hands to everyone you who gave a start from the morning to the evening. And then after you finish your meal till 25 7:25, I want you to come back to this class. And I hope that the representative soon from the Japan side, please come to Harvard Western.
Thank you. Okay.